The Most Reverend Timothy McDonald, Bishop of the Diocese of Springfield, did something Tuesday for just the fifth time since 1963. He said a Mass for the election of a Pope. McDonald was joined by 15 priests at the special Mass at St. Michael's Cathedral in Springfield. He prayed for a new Pope whose most important traits will be holiness and wisdom.
I don't know who he'll be. I don't know where he'll be from. I don't know what name he'll take. I don't know when it will happen. But I do know if he's got wisdom and holiness, we're in good hands.
There was no pope chosen on the first day of voting by the cardinals. Bishop McDonald said he asked all parishes in the diocese to pray for the cardinals as they pick a new shepherd for the church. Tom Moran came to the noon Mass at St. Michael's because he said it's an important day for the Catholic Church. The next pope will have to make some changes.
It's got to be, I think he has to improve the position of the women in the church. And I think they have to be hard on the pedophilia.
Jeanette Rivett says the church needs a pope who will appeal to young people and get them back to church.
The cardinals are the same way. I mean, they want us to grow in our faith, and they need the hands and the feet and minds.
Roseanne Caracciolo said she prays for a new pope wise enough to know what the church needs.
More prayers, more faith, and to be universal.
Reverend William Pomerlo, pastor of the Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Church in Springfield, is an expert on Catholic Church procedure. He said the next pope will mark a new era.
The people at the very top of the church didn't experience World War II. They didn't personally experience the Vatican Council in the 1960s. We are a church undergoing rapid demographic growth. Most Catholics now live in the third world. And even if the Pope doesn't come from Africa or Asia or Latin America, he clearly needs to know what is happening in these parts of the world and be able to deal with these challenges.
Pomerlo said there is no leading candidate or leading continent for the next Pope. If he's an Italian, it'll be someone who knows the world beyond Italy. And conversely, if the next Pope comes from Latin America, he'll likely have had some experience in Rome.
I think the point is, do you have a sense of the global church? And you have a certain amount of ability to keep headquarters running, so to speak.
Every country has its favorites to be pope. Here in the United States, it's Cardinal Dolan of New York and Cardinal O'Malley of Boston, whom Bishop McDonald knows well.
I spoke to him before he left, and I said, "Now come back to us." He said, "I've got a round-trip ticket."
No American, let alone non-European, has been pope. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.